Zach, you're late!
Ah, sorry, Scott. There was a disturbance.
Always a disturbance with you. Come on, look. Last year, we did 120 daily episodes about Sam Raimi's Spider-Man, 1 minute at a time. This year, we have to cover the sequel. If we don't, not only are we defaulting on our podcast guarantee, but we'll lose the listeners forever. Look, you're my only hope. You need to record 125 daily episodes in 6 1/4 months, or our show is canceled.
All 125 minutes of Spider-Man 2? Including the time when Peter fights with a janitor's closet?
Yes!
What about that time Aunt May threw him a birthday party and only two people showed up?
That too.
Or when that guy from that really old movie, Army of Darkness, keeps him from seeing Mary Jane's play?
Obviously.
Even the time that Peter loses his powers and has to share an elevator with E! Entertainment's own Hal Sparks?
We're covering every single minute of Spider-Man 2, from pizza time to train-related crimes and everything in between, on Season 2 of Spider-Man Minute.
So if people want to listen, they should just go to duelinggenre.com or wherever they get their podcasts, right?
Right. Go!
Welcome to the Jay and Silent Bob Minute, where we are covering Mallrats 1 minute at a time. Today we are covering minute 110, which is quite possibly the greatest Stan Lee cameo minute of all time. I'm Jeff Ferry.
And I'm Chris Thurcutt.
I forgot who I was. I almost said I'm Stan Lee.
You're Stan Lee? That would be good.
Yeah, I didn't want to shit on the man's memory, though. I'm like, he does not deserve that. It's one thing if I say I'm Jeremy London. No one will
right,
care.
Right,
right. They will be like, you are not Stan Lee, true believer. Go fuck yourself.
They believe you. Oh, you are Jeremy London? Wow, really?
I guess. You don't really look like Jason London, but that's probably a good thing. All right, so finally, last minute was, as we said, was the setup minute.
Yeah.
Now we're getting the action, as much action as they can pack into Mallrats anyway.
The rest of the cop cars.
Yeah. So we do get two cop cars and a cop van.
Yeah. And they say Redback on them, so.
Yeah. They went out of their way for this. And I believe when the cops come in, we'll check when they get in there. I think their stuff just is generic, like, police badges.
Yeah, I think so, too. But I was surprised to see the Red Bank symbol because they're not in Red Banks. You know,
well, I mean, that's how you dress it up. It's like when they shoot in Toronto and they get, like, five NY... In, like, Toronto and Vancouver, there must be, like, a shitload of NYPD cars around.
Right, for shooting. Just for
shooting.
Yeah.
They got, like, here's your NYPD, there's your LAPD, and then we have generic cop cars over here for everybody else.
But that says, it says, to protect... To serve Red Bank. Yeah. 721's the badge number for some reason.
Who's the guy running with no hat on? Yeah, unprofessional bastard.
The first guy that jumps out of that car looks like, what was Night at the Roxbury? Remember that? Who's the guy from Saturday Night Live from Night
Which
at the
guy?
Roxbury?
Chris Kattan or
Chris
Will
Kattan.
Ferrell?
He looks like Chris Kattan.
The first guy out of the cop car or the first guy out of the van?
Out of the van. The first guy out of the van. It's a little blurry because he jumps out.
Yeah,
fast,
I don't see. Yeah, the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe I had too many drinks already.
I mean, he's literally a blur face as he goes by. I mean, I guess.
He's the one who loses his hat on the way in. His hat
not.
Falls off his head.
Well, his hat falls off, and then another guy gets out and has no hat at all.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How are you not like, back the hell up, put your hats on, you morons.
Why didn't he grab the hat that fell on the ground and put it on his head?
Is that how that works?
That's how you just grab any hat, as long as you got a hat on.
And, I mean, I've seen cops run into places before, and it's usually not this kind of slapdash, the just insane running that they're doing.
Would they be running? I mean, granted, they go a little far here anyway. But yeah.
You mean if I called and said that my game show is getting out of control, do I think three cop cars would show up
right.
And cops would come bursting into the place?
Propelling off the thing happening.
So we'll get into that later.
Yeah, sure.
A certain kind of thing needs to be going on to get this level of response, like an active shooter.
Right, right. Maybe when the mayor was getting assassinated, but that's about it.
But, like, I mean, I've had cops called out to locations for stuff. This is the equivalent of, like, calling because your neighbor's music's too loud.
Right.
Where, like, the guy just walks up and knock, knock, knock. Hey, buddy, you mind? Can you turn it down? Like, maybe you want to take one step higher, like, showing up for, like, fireworks. Just, like, knock it off. Like, stop. Like, where the only way you're getting in trouble is if you start talking shit.
No way. They went running in there like crazy people.
Well, I mean, I would say they have nothing to do. But, I mean, it is Red Bank, but that would be every cop in Red Bank.
Yeah, it looks like every cop in Red Bank and the town next door.
But then we want to get to the real pride of the minute. Right after that, we see our old buddy Willem. He's looking at the Magic Eye poster. And who's that behind him? Jolly old Stan Lee. Only Stan Lee can make a cameo in a movie he's already appeared.
Yeah, and now he's making a cameo of his after his cameo.
Well, I would argue that his, like, and I did argue.
It wasn't a cameo.
He was a supporting actor
in this movie. Yeah, he was definitely in this movie.
But then, this guy's so good at cameos, he cameoed in a movie he was in.
Yeah, this is great.
And it looks perfect, because he looks like, although we know all this shit was shot at the same time.
Right.
It looks like it's later. Like, he's got, like, his little traveling outfit on. He's got his hat on.
Yeah, he's ready to go. He's leaving. He's on his way out.
He just looks over his shoulder. Oh, look, a sailboat. And just taps Willem on the shoulder. It's the perfect tone. Willem just dies inside. I'm just like, oh, fuck.
Willem does well with this, too. His eyes close. He puts his head down. He's ready to lose his mind.
Ethan's to play. Hey, he does very well in this movie.
Yeah.
And then followed by his rage-filled scream.
And one of the best kicks I've ever seen of a poster.
Yeah. Well, the best is, he does the, if you watch the scream, there's three people in the store behind him. No reaction.
Oh, yeah. They don't even look over when he screams.
Oh, yeah. His kick, I'm always worried about his kick. Because it's not easy to kick that tripod.
No. And it goes flying, too. It hits the other Magic Eye poster.
Yeah. Here's what I love. That's a kiosk, right? A Magic Eye kiosk?
Yeah.
Somebody works in that kiosk. Are they like, sir?
Hello?
Hello? Please stop kicking our kiosk down.
What are you doing? I would be yelling at him. It's a sailboat, asshole.
Yeah. It's a sailboat, you piece of shit. Get away from Stop kicking my tripod. It's like one of those like art easels, too. It's like not even particular. Have you ever had that moment? Have you ever tried to kick or punch something and you don't connect with it right? And now you're like an asshole and it doesn't do what it's supposed to?
Or it hooks around your leg and swings around and gets you in the back of the head or something?
You're like, you know, some kid like knocks a soccer ball to you. You're like, I'm going to show this kid who I am. You try to kick it. It goes off the side of your foot and goes like 12 feet in the wrong direction.
Through the neighbor's window.
You're like, oh, my God. And then you run like you're still a kid.
And the kids rat you out.
Yeah. Who did that? Oh, it was Uncle Chris that did that. You don't do nothing.
Shut up, you little bastard.
Yeah. So, okay. Art James, who has been totally silent for at least 5 minutes.
Before we leave there, can I ask a question? What the fuck is that rabbit? Again, the rabbit drives me nuts, but the vibrating rabbit has a cup in his hand that says office time or off time?
Off time.
Coffee time. Duh.
Yeah, no, it's the coffee place.
That's why he's shaking like that, too. He's all amped up on coffee.
Is that great to have at your coffee place, though? Like, is that the... Is that what you're trying to show? Like, look, you can come in here and get all fucked up.
You're going to get the jitters.
Yeah, woohoo!
Okay, sorry. You go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, we're pressing on because, let me get into my Art James stuff here because I love Art James. What I love about this is he proceeds along with this like all this crazy shit just didn't happen.
Like somebody actually won the game show. Yeah, he's finishing off the game show now.
I wrote in my notes, no, Art James, you are fired.
I mean, either that or he's doing really good because he doesn't – what else is he supposed to do?
Yeah, you failed to control your game show and you have screwed up. He's the worst host ever.
What does he say? Oh,
he's like, we've made our match. You didn't even play the goddamn game.
These two lucky people will soon be winging in their way to sunny Florida. What the
– Imagine if you were watching this game show. Imagine if you were watching this show and you like actually cared about it. You'd be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, this isn't the show. Like, if you're watching Jeopardy and it's like they come back from Double Jeopardy and the one guy's like, I know all the answers in my head. Just give me $10,000. I'm like, absolutely. Sure. You win.
Yeah. And the winner is.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that's not how game shows work. Yeah. And then he goes into what the prize is.
Yeah. The sunny Florida trip, right?
They're going to beautiful sunny Florida. Well, that's fucking convenient, isn't it?
Yeah, for a week of theme parks, he mentions, too.
Yeah, it's going to go to the exact place he wanted to go.
Right. He says theme parks, beaches, and then he stares really creepily at them two while they're making out for a little while. He pauses for like 3 seconds and just watches them.
Well, that's because he wants to have his little bit of business where he can go, and a lot more.
Right, and a lot more.
But he's lucky it's going right to the place he wanted to go to anyway. It could have very easily been like, it's a week in Acapulco.
Right.
We're like in a Confessions of a Dangerous Mind where somebody wins. It's a trip to West Berlin. They're like, what?
Is it really what they win?
Yeah, because in that movie posits that the guy that hosts the game show was a CIA spy.
Oh, okay.
So he would be the chaperone, and they would send the people wherever they needed the mission. Oh. So like the one guy, they get sent to West Berlin, and the people are like, what? It's like during the Cold War. They're going to Germany?
No way.
It's like, okay, they'd be like, here's a beautiful trip to not even like, I was going to say South Korea, but South Korea actually wouldn't be that bad. trying to think, what's a place that's like right on the border where you don't want to go? And you're like, I don't want to go there. It's like Saudi Arabia. I was like, I don't want to go there.
No, thank you.
There's a lot of bad shit happening in there. I don't want to go there. Oh, yeah. So we got, they are just hardcore making out again behind.
Oh, yeah.
Art James. Whenever I see shit like this, though, I always wonder, like, is this a great day on set or does this suck ass?
Oh, God. Yeah. Because, I mean, all right, for a little while, it's okay. But if you go, like you said, how many seconds were they making out in the last minute?
What we saw, about 10, but it was over 20 off camera.
Okay, now we're 45 seconds into this minute. If they're still going from that first kiss, it's pretty bad.
Here's what I do love, though. This is some decent, not cinematography, but I guess placement of the actors, because Art James enters the frame, they're making out, and then as Brody enters, Jeremy London and Claire Forlani start walking off while kissing.
Yeah, they're still...
So they're kind of like tap dancing their way off the screen. Because then when he tells Art James to fuck off, he just comes in. But like, they're not back there anymore. If they don't move, they'd be making out behind him this whole time.
The whole time. Yeah, nope, they're gone. And then Art James is gone.
What I'm wondering is, did they try to block this the first time? And they're like, wait a minute. If we have them making out and then Jason Lee walks out here, they're just going to be standing back there.
Right.
And they're like, no, just tiptoe off. It'll be fine.
Get them out of the way.
Yeah. Yeah, I want these scenes. I always wonder about the same thing. Like, what if Art James blows this line 9 or 10 times?
Oh God, yeah.
It's like, listen, I realize this is an insanely beautiful woman, but I'm really tired of kissing her.
I can see because her. Jeremy London needs another piece of gum, please.
Yeah, well, that it's like, oh my God, it's like, it's great that we're kissing and all, but like, we're not in a relationship, right. So like, not that it's I don't want to be doing this, but I don't give a shit. Yeah. I just want to do it once. You're like, all right, cool. I get to kiss her once, and it'll be on camera. And then by like the ninth time, you're like, oh my God, I would rather be doing anything right now besides this. Although, I mean, I'm sure sex scenes are worse.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they're way worse.
Yeah. I've always been interested in ones where they're like, oh, yeah, I had a sex scene. And like, you know, somebody else in the movie or like the director is like somebody's spouse.
Right.
Like, that's awkward.
And you know when they're fully naked? How do they even pull that off? Like, I know they put like socks and stuff.
I was going to say, look it up. I forget what they call them.
A cock sock?
Something device. A modesty. Like, you wear like a modesty device.
Okay.
Which is either taping it down or towels. And then like women will wear the same kind of thing, depending on how graphic it's getting.
Right.
I don't know, though. I feel like in the last couple weeks, I've seen several movies where it's just like people are like, full frontal. I'm like, all right. Like, it's like not when I'm expecting it.
Ta-da.
I think I was watching American Gods last week. I was catching up on it. I was watching season one. And a dude just like walks out of the bathroom just like hanging.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, okay. I was.
Oh, it's this kind of party.
I was not expecting that.
Thank God my daughter wasn't in the room.
Yeah. Oh, the amount of times where I've been watching something, I hear her coming downstairs. I'm like, shut that off. And even stuff like Mallrats and like... I told her the one time, I was like, I'll let her watch Airplane for a few minutes.
Yeah.
So she comes in, and within 30 seconds, it's a scene where the whole plane starts shaking, and the chick's there with no top on.
Right.
And I'm like, ugh. God, I hope she doesn't tell her mother.
Of course she did.
I'm sure she did. I probably lied about it. So he tells Art James to fuck off by calling him Pat Sajak.
Yeah.
Good news for him. Pat Sajak's still in the air, so that joke still lands.
Right. Yeah, it still works. Wow, Pat Sajak is still on, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Now I got to look him up because I want to see. What year do you think he went on there? I was thinking like 85-ish.
Yeah, about 80s, early 80s.
Wheel of Fortune from 1981 till present.
Wow. Speaking of till present, did you see Alex Trebek on the news?
I did.
Did you hear his quote? I understand he's got throat cancer, pancreatic cancer, and it's terrible. But his quote was, I'm going to beat this because I still have 3 years on my contract, which I thought was funny.
Hilarious. Because Alex Trebek is a funny motherfucker. Yeah, that was awesome. That was
awesome.
He was like, I got to beat cancer. I've got to fulfill this contract to ABC.
I thought that was a great. I'm like, he's even joking about pancreatic cancer.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah. I really wanted him to be like, what is I'm going to be cancer?
Yeah. Well, that was pretty good, though, either way. So
yes. And he came out. He got out in front of it because you know that shit always gets out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here's a fun fact, I guess, for you fans of the movie Good Morning Vietnam. If you want to know something about Pat Sajak. Pat Sajak was in the U.S. military as a disc jockey during the Vietnam War. He was on AFN, the Armed Forces Vietnam Network.
Okay.
Sajak hosted the same Dawn Buster radio show that Adrian Cronauer had, and for 14 months following Cronauer's tradition of signing on with Good Morning Vietnam.
Really?
So you went from the guy that Robin Williams played to Pat Sajak.
Right, to Pat Sajak.
I would say. I mean, I don't know how funny the actual Agent Cronauer was, but it seems like a downgrade. But, you know, I guess you do what you got to do in that situation.
Yeah. Well, you just say good morning, Vietnam. We don't care what else you say.
Yeah, that'll keep us going.
Yeah.
Although, apparently, the guy that was actually in it saw Good Morning Vietnam and was like, if I said half the shit, they're going to throw me out.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Oh, you know. I mean, they don't let that. I mean, I'm sure he was edgy, but there's edgy and then them being like, no fucking way. Are you crazy? Stop
that. That's enough now.
Like, you can't say shit like this.
What does Brody say? Oh, you have something that belongs to me, he says here.
Yes.
Which I did think he was talking to Ben, too.
Well, I mean, he points in that direction, so, like, how do you know?
Right.
I do like when he's getting rid of Art James, he does like the little hand shuffle, like, okay, keep going.
Shoo, shoo.
He does a weird point. What do you think? His point freaks me out, because I guess it's like his thumb is curved or something when he does it.
Is he even pointing, or is he just throwing like his left hand at him?
All right, he's got his hand out. Here's the way his hand's out. His thumb is turned. His finger is sort of straight. His two middle fingers are like curved in, and the other one's like hooked.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like if your hand was asleep and you pointed at somebody.
It looks weird. Yeah, it really does.
The first time he did it, I'm like, what the hell? Like, see, have a claw for a hand?
He's a lobster boy.
Well, it's funny because he points in the crowd and says, I believe you have something that belongs to me. I'm surprised people sitting in front and behind aren't like, is he talking to me?
Oh, my God. Is that the guy's wallet I stole?
Yeah. Like, is the guy pointing at me? I wonder if Michael Bolton sitting behind Ben Affleck thinks he's getting pointed out here. I don't know. But, yeah, Ben Affleck is a... Of course, he thinks it's about him.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't he?
Well, I mean, I guess they did kind of have an alteration. So this leads me to believe what we're going to see in this minute and in the next minute, that he doesn't know about the elevator sex.
Right.
That he knows that they talked or something, but he doesn't know what happened.
But he almost mentions it up on stage previous minutes. Remember, Brody?
Oh, and he's like, I already did it once today.
Yeah. And she puts her head down smiling.
I do like his response, though. Hey, what's that?
Yeah. He does that pretty well, too. Yeah.
It's the perfect D-bag response.
And then just not. That's what we get at the very end there.
Yeah. Yeah, we do not get all the way to what he's going to be saying to him.
I feel like this guy two people over is somebody, but I can't figure out who he is.
That's helpful. You think he's somebody.
Yeah, he's somebody in one of
somebody.
These movies. You sure he's not one of
somebody.
The...
Somebody. What?
Find me somebody.
Are you talking like two to Ben's left?
Yeah. It looks like it's not... The guy from Clark.
I thought he looked like Winter Soldier.
Oh my God, it is the Winter Soldier. Never mind. That's where I've seen him at.
He's going to fight Batman after this. and they're both going to fight Syndrome.
And the leader's going to watch the whole thing.
I don't know. I feel like that's just a. Now it's almost like a weird porno that we made.
Yeah. I think we should stop that.
I do like it. Everybody was told in the scene around them, just be like, just stare blankly off in space. Yeah,
and look around like you're trying to look and stuff. It's weird.
Yeah, what's that? Yeah, so we get most of our principal actors are in this, even though I was like, I wondered why I would like this minute so much more than some of the other ones. It's because T.S. and Brandy don't do anything.
Right.
Kiss.
The kissing gets a little awkward, but at least they're shut up. They're over there quiet.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we get the high point of Stan Lee coming in here.
Yeah.
And this is our farewell and au revoir to Stan Lee, unfortunately. he doesn't appear in any more Kevin Smith movies.
Right.
So that's a wrap on Stan for us. I'm sure he'll still be mentioned because there's a ton of shit about comics to come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're definitely going to mention him again. But his last cameo for these movies.
I hope somewhere. I mean, I know they have. If you go on like YouTube, they have like all the Stan Lee Marvel Cinematic Universe cameos.
Yeah.
But, like, how did he not put this one in there? It's a cameo.
It's the original one.
Yeah. It's not his. Yeah, I wouldn't put the other part in there when he's in it for 10 minutes, but I would put this part in there. When he just walks by and says one thing, that is the definition of a cameo.
That is definitely a cameo, yes.
Yeah, he's one of the few people that gets to walk out of this movie with some class. Like, everybody else is just barely escapes with their dignity, and he's just like, eh, I'm so far above this. I'm going to go back now, and I don't know, maybe I'll sit around and make, like, $1 billion.
Right. And just keep making... I'll be in... You know, 50 other movies, too, while we're at it.
Yeah. I just started reading one of his many biographies, I'm sure. And where I'm at now, it's not even Marvel yet. He's still at Timely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was that one of the first ones?
He's like in the Army, but still working for them at the same time.
Wow.
His Army group, he was in the Signal Corps. So they were like making, you know, he did like films and stuff like that. I'm not going to remember everybody that was in his group, but I think it was him, Dr. Seuss, and like two other super famous guys. You're like,
really?
What the fuck is this group here?
What the? But I mean, just him and Dr. Seuss together is very strange.
I wonder if I could look it up real quick. Real quick on the internet. What's my problem? We're going to be able to find it.
Real quick, you're going to fall down a rabbit hole. We'll never see you again.
Yes. Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Actually, we you don't. Yeah, because the problem is if you look him up and military stuff, it's you get a bunch of stuff when he was older.
Right.
And like they would be honoring him and stuff because he was in the military. He was, you know, he served in World War II. He didn't go anywhere. But
what kind of army group was it that it was him and Dr. Seuss?
Well, they had to make like training films and stuff.
Oh.
So they would like write stuff.
Wow. With. You think they rhymed? You think the army films rhymed? I can't even think of anything. Yet. I tried.
Come on there, spider friends. It's going to piss me off now, too, was when I can't figure out who he was with. Oh, my God. Why am I going down this rabbit hole when I can just wait and have whoever put it in the thing with us?
Yeah. Have.
All right. Well, if I think about it for on Friday, I'll tell everybody who it is. But chances are I'll forget.
If not, Steve Rogers will get it. Don't worry.
Yeah. I know one of them. It's just because I know one of them's Dr. Seuss, and I cannot remember who the other two are. One or two are for the life of me. But I know it's also like famous people.
I'm sure Steve knows offhand, probably. So
yeah, he's probably sitting. He's listening right now, going, "You idiots!
Yeah, you stupid idiots!"
I know. I feel like that's how most of our listeners listen to us.
That's okay. As long as they're listening, I don't care what they say.
All right. I think that is it. I think we've come to the end. We've talked about Stan Lee and Pat Sajak in the same minute, which is something you should never do, but you know, it happens. Seuss. And Dr. Seuss for some reason.
It's a strange minute.
All right. Do yourself a favor and wrap this minute up. Put a bow on it. Spank it on the ass and get it out of here.
Are you done? You got any more?
I think I'm good.
I think you're good. We are the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. We did Clerks 1 minute at a time. Now we're working our way through Mallrats. Check us out on moviesbyminutes.com. And duelinggenre.com. On moviesbyminutes.com, pay special attention to the Star Wars Minute. They're the ones who started it all. And I don't know. That's about it. What do you got? Anything else, Jeff?
No. Hey, it's a sailboat.
Ah! Lord, somebody. Somebody. Ooh, somebody. Somebody.